Hello and welcome to the Cabazon Water District meeting for the regular board meeting on Tuesday, September 17th at about 6 o'clock p.m. Please join me in standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And now a moment of silence for our fallen servicemen and women. Okay, thank you. Please be seated. Roll call.
She's still getting acclimated.
Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Director Taffy Brock.
Here.
Director Alan Davis.
Here.
Board Vice Chair Terry Tincher.
Here.
And Board Chair Sarah Wargo.
Here.
Okay, moving on to the consent calendar. Approval of Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of August 20th, 2024, as well as B, regular board meeting minutes and warrants of August 2024. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve A and B. Minutes of Finance, Audit, regular board meeting.
Motion to approve consent calendar items A and B, made by Director Davis, second by Director Carlin. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Tincher?
Aye.
And Board Chair Wargo?
Aye. Okay, moving on. Warrants, none. Awards of contract, none. Moving on to updates. Cabazon Water District's operations report by General Manager Pollock.
All right. Good evening, everyone.
Tab 1 in the board book is following along.
So the first item we have is the Hella hydrants. Scheduled installations are at Tank 1 and Tank 3, and we did conduct a field meet with a contractor on September 3rd, and Matt Howard is the general manager, or the operations manager of San Gregorio Pass Water Agency, to determine the locations at the tank sites, and he did notify me last Monday that he did a USA, and he marked on the ground where the tanks were going to go and the lines were going to go. So as of today, they're moving forward.
At both sites?
Yeah, both sites, yeah. I think what they're going to do is they're going to do tank one, the majority of it, and then move to tank three. So they don't do them simultaneously, from what I understand.
Are they doing the one on this side first, or the one on this
no,
side?
No, tank one is the one up there by the casino.
On the other way?
I do, too.
Yeah, tank one, tank three. And then we do have tank inspections that are scheduled for this year, and I did receive quotes from Inland Potable Services for $4,238, with additional fees at a rate of $530 per hour if the tank levels aren't to standards and if there's a delay, so there could be additional charges. Dive Corps gave me a quote of $4,800, just a standard fee. Everything's complete, no additional change orders or anything like that. And then Municipal Diving gave me a quote for $7,600. The last inspections were performed in 2017, and of course AWWA standards recommends that tanks should be inspected at least once every 3 to 5 years. And the State Water Resources Control Board is requesting that all tank inspections be completed before the end of 2025. Tanks 1 and 3 are scheduled to be completed before the end of 2024. Now, during the grant funded project that we had, all tanks had maintenance done to them. The most construction was done on tank 4, where they totally drained it, replaced some of the roofing beams and everything like that. So it was totally drained. Obviously, it was somewhat of an inspection, but they don't provide an inspection report but the county, they want the actual report, so we have to move forward with the basic inspection. And another item is that Evelyn and I met with our IT department, VC3, regarding grant funding available through the California Cybersecurity Grant Program to replace both of our servers at the cost of $22,742. We currently submitted the forms, which will be submitted before September 27th, 2024. Now, last board meeting, we did have an item that we approved to purchase the servers. We were going to try and stretch it out until the next year's budget, but this grant funding became available. So hopefully everything comes together and we'll be able to have our servers replaced with grant funding.
That's our hopes.
And then the next item is the Cabazon Water District initially budgeted $40,000 for a rate study underlying item on our financials. Of the capital project section of the 2024-2025 budget, the Cabazon Water District received one quote in the amount of $48,000 from B Consulting. Given the current financial, the stable financial direction, I believe minor adjustments can be provided by the Cabazon Water District staff, with the most significant adjustment would lower the highest rate, tiered rate, by 30%. I can provide a detailed proposal which would save the district $40,000 for the rate study if the board advises. And we have managed the district's funds efficiently, which will minimize the impact of future rate increases. So, just something to consider, nothing to vote on, but just I just want to bring that to your attention. And then the next item is the Esperanza Pipeline project is complete. Cabazon Water District loaned Nellos Construction one air vac and one container that was replaced. It was delivered to the Cabazon Water District on September 5th, 2024. When they initially started the project, those items were in back order. In order to complete the project on schedule, we loaned them two that we had in inventory. So the commitment they made to replace those items were kept, so we're whole again. And, ladies and gentlemen, I have this squatting that's going on now is becoming more and more elaborate. We had a water utility theft that was investigated and reported to the Sheriff's Department, and it has a case number on Dolores between Magnolia and Orange. And the water loss was estimated to be $3,400 plus time and material, that's the backhoe and the staff's hourly rates, that will be submitted during the investigation.
What did they do?
It is mind-boggling what they did. There is so many illegal connections. It is so elaborate over there that they have a doughboy pool in their backyard with a graded pathway from one homeless camp to the next with rocks and Christmas lights.
And they filled the pool too?
And the pool. You can pass that around. Oh, it is. It's the next level. It really is.
Is there other areas around there?
They just drilled holes into our main and just ran a line. And of course, the lines are leaking, so we went out there and the whole area is flooded.
Where is this?
This is on Dolores between Magnolia and Orange.
Out in the desert, basically.
Yeah. And it's a public road, but they have it all blocked off.
There's a gate there.
Yeah. Yeah, so normally, you know, there is utility theft, but it's next level. It truly is. So so what happens now on that is that we met with the Sheriff's Department. I've also included code enforcement.
So now code enforcement has to get a hold of the property owners, identify the property owners, and let them know that there's a homeless community on their property. Do they have authorization to remove those?
And then once they get the authorization,
then they'll do the background checks on the homeless people and then give them a certain amount of time to leave, and then their project will be removed. So those are
a long time
process.
Can we shut the water?
Yes, everything's off. Yeah.
Can we go drain the pool? Can we get the water back?
We would be trespassing if we did. No, I don't know. But anyways, it's in code enforcement and the police department's hands on that case. Okay, moving on to better items.
We got the chairs. Where did we get the pictures? So we did.
I had to do that for the police report.
Okay.
Yeah, I took a bunch of pictures and videos.
So you already dug it up and fixed all the leaks?
No, we just shut the main off.
Is that the only thing it was supplying was their Oasis?
Well, we do have a customer that also, we still have to investigate their illegal service too. Anyways, okay. So it's still under investigation. It's still being processed. So I'll give you an update on the next report. So one of the things that the Cabazon Water District did was we bought a new concrete saw, because right now we're currently using a jackhammer for the main repairs and service installation, so this is a little cleaner process. So we bought a walk-behind concrete saw, and originally we budgeted $8,700 for it. We purchased a cutoff saw that has a 20-inch blade for $3,100. So it was going to be another $550 for that extra 4 inches, which the 20-inch saw can accommodate 90% of our cut. So
staff agreed, so that's what we purchased.
And of course, the picture is on the next page.
Good.
And of course, I will be attending the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency General Managers Meeting. It's scheduled for Monday on the 23rd. So I believe all the general managers in the area, including High Valley, Banning, Beaumont, and Moronga, will be attending that meeting. And of course, the Well 2 site is getting some improvements to prepare for the future. So they did complete the new asphalt, sand, and gravel bin. It was completed by Masonry and Concrete Design for $7,700. Additional bids were received by Grand American Builders for $8,500 and Pyramid Rock and Block Masonry for $13,000. So we won the lowest bidder. And as you can see on the pictures, there's two pictures of the construction in progress. And on the back of that page is what the finished product looks like.
Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm, very nice. Previously, on Main Street, it was just all of our asphalt, sand, and gravel was laying on a slab of concrete and spilling over onto the dirt, so.
Is that property all cleaned up now?
Yes, yep, that's all changed hands a couple weeks ago. So we're all good. And that is all I have for my report.
I have a quick question. What is this picture of?
That is the air vac and the container that we loan them.
Oh,
okay. So you get, yeah.
Just so you get an idea what the actual items look like.
Thank you. Any questions? Do we need to pass this around to the public? Do you guys want to see this homeless encampment? Yeah.
Homeless encampment. Yeah. There's actually a sign on there. It says this way to the pool.
That's a nice sign.
Really?
It looks like the sign I made. Like.
And that you see all the lounge chairs, it's like a resort.
Yeah. With Christmas lights.
It was like 75 yards from that pool to the next homeless community. And the sand, it was like beach sand. There wasn't any rocks in it. So they must have raked it or imported some high-end sand.
Okay. Any other questions for General Manager?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They just use a sifter to sift that down.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Quite a process.
Moving on to new business.
Yeah.
We have the report of the audited financial statements for the fiscal year 2023-2024 as presented by C.J. Brown and Company. Welcome.
Thank you. So good evening to board members, district team, and public members. So I'm here to present to you the financial statements of the district for 2024.
So can you grab that light behind you? Thank you.
And first and foremost, I just want to commend the district team. I think this is one of the earliest that we have presented so far. From all the districts that we're auditing, this won't be possible with your great team, as well as Ide Bailey helping us out with the requirements. So moving forward. Okay, so state law requires that all districts to have a audit performed by a qualified CPA, a copy of the report, and the operations must be submitted to the State Controller's Office by January 31st. Okay, so on page 4 of your audit report, it states that your district's financial statements are in accordance with U.S. accepted accounting principles. So, also, I believe in your board packet, you have the management report. It just summarized that when we perform your control testing, understanding all your processes, we did not find any deficiencies or any control issues noted. So overall, your processes are operating as intended, and that's why you have a quality report. Okay, so here's your balance sheet or your net position statement. And the next slide is the income statement or revenue expenses and changes in your net position. So I just would like to highlight that on this slide that there's new items in your balance sheet. So your cell tower lease agreement, which is a multiple year lease agreement, GASB 87 requires that multiple year leases needs to be disclosed in your books. So with that said, future rental payments are recorded as your lease receivable, and all future rental income to be earned by the district is recorded and summarized under deferred inflows of resources.
Now, on that line item, we had a question because the total amount all the way to 2045 is listed under that line item rather than just the annual.
So is it a running total for 2045?
Yes. It's running total through 2048.
Right.
So every year, the deferred inflows of resources will decrease when you receive the money going forward.
But that's listed under our liabilities?
Because
that's where it is on the balance sheet.
So here's your balance sheet. It's listed under deferred inflows of resources. So I understand that on your internal statements, it's part of a liability. But per governmental accounting standard 65, previously deferred inflows are classified as liabilities. But because of GASB 65, it requires auditors to show it as a separate line item from liabilities.
Well, it's not an income?
It's a future income to be received. So meaning right now it's what you call unearned revenue because you haven't received yet the monies or earned the revenue. So for next year, 2025, that annual income or rent that you will receive will be deducted from this balance.
So $36,000 will come off of that.
Yes.
$833,000.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to have the accountants change the balance sheet so it's more like this? A separate, so it's not listed as liability, but as a deferred inflow of resources?
I think we call it out as its own line item if we can in the monthly budget.
Yeah.
Just so it's easier to follow.
Yeah.
And maybe just put like an asterisk on the page and list that down at the bottom. Mm-hmm. So because for the next, 40 years?
Yeah.
It's going to come up.
We're all going to be gone long before that.
It's one of the reasons why probably the governmental accounting standards guru, you know, they separated that out because it's not actually a liability. It's So probably that's why it's listed as such. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. No worries. I'm happy that you're giving me that question because not all districts are, you know, asking me that question.
Itty bitty, and so it looks like we have a big,
I'm happy.
Big liability.
Okay, so let's go here first. So based on this income statement, your total revenues, you earned $1.98 million, which compared to last year, you have a 10% decrease. The reason for the decrease is that in the prior year, your loan with RCEDA expired in January 2023, and I just would like to thank Mike for reminding us that it that it expired.
Right.
So
right.
That's why we are able to document that in your statements. And so that's $300,000, and which was offset by increases in your investment revenues and property taxes. Your total expense, it increased by 13.6%. The reason behind that is that your G&A expense, it increased by about roughly $140,000, and which was offset by decreases in your transmission and distribution expense. So going here, okay. So overall, your revenues are the same compared to 2023 in terms of dollar-wise. So your non-operating revenue, which includes the district loan expiring, contributed to the decrease in your revenues. You've spent about $1.8 million in expense. So why did it go up? Because of G&A costs and pumping and water treatment costs going up by $145,000 and $33,000, which was offset by transmission and distribution cost. And your cash position remains strong from $1.5 million last year compared to $2 million this year. Any questions that the board and the public may have?
Do we have these slides? I know I was going through it earlier, but I don't think I saw these slides.
We don't have them. That's not the PowerPoint presentation.
Okay.
It's
a little bit more concise and digestible.
I can send the slides to you if you'd like.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But it's all this huge report in here under tab 2. It's that summarized. But yeah, I can send you the slides so that way it's easier to.
It's like an executive summary, it's all contained.
Yeah, it was very. That was much more digestible than the. Like I spent an hour going through this one. But what? And so that made a lot more sense.
Yeah, we've got a comment before with one of the board members with another district that I think before we don't used to present like this. And they said, oh, your report looks scientific, you know, we can't understand it. So.
Yeah, no, it's back, but that was much more concise.
Yeah.
It's easily to digest, yeah. You said that our revenues not our revenues, but that our consumption went down from last year?
It's the same. Your water revenues remain the same compared to the prior year. Because if you look at your operating revenue...
No, I thought you said the consumption went down.
Did it?
I might have misheard you, though.
Probably, yeah. So.
Anybody have any questions?
I'm good.
And again, this early presentation will not be possible without great staff and great board members.
I did like your kind comments about the staff in the report. That was Does the public have any questions? Do we need a motion to approve this, or we're just going over it, I think? Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Next up is...
Melissa, can you turn the lights back on, please? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Number two is discussion action, resolution 2024-03. Authorized representative for grant application assisted by Cal Rural Water Association. Michael, do you want to talk about this one?
Which one is it?
Number three. Authorized representation for grant application assisted by Cal Rural.
This would just be to give Mike authorization for any for this specific grant application, which is for, I don't think it's included in here, but it's for multiple pipeline replacements and...
Oh, is this what we talked about?
Right, right. Okay. So this is the grant application process that we went through Cal Rural.
We filled out a bunch of forms. We sent them projected cost for the Jensen area, for the Bonita, complete Bonita pipeline replacement, and the complete Broadway. So phase one, phase two, phase three. They say it takes basically just as much to do the pipeline if you do one complete application versus each individual street. So whatever pathway they're going to take, if they're going to put it all under one grant application or three individual ones. So basically, we already submitted it, depending on how they want to provide the grant application, keep it in phases. So,
what this resolution specifically is, it gives the general manager authority to, like, sign on behalf of the district and stuff. They need a resolution to approve that.
Because we are having to send supporting documentation. There are certain forms that need to be filled out. Acting on our best interest, then I would just go ahead and fill out those forms to keep the process moving, rather than bring it to the board meeting every month and, you know, have to wait another 30 days. So.
Or like the actual grant agreement and stuff, that would still need to go to the board, but Mike would be the one
approval, but he'd be able to get the paperwork started.
He would be the one signing it, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to submit all three as one, is what we're doing, or we're going to submit three separately?
That's what we processed it as. Now, because it's approximately $15 million for all three, do they want to provide that kind of funding, or do they want to break it up into certain projects?
Kind of a side question. When you submitted it for the Bonita replacement, is it only to the Red House?
Only to the Red House, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's only the replacement.
Yeah, it's not anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions? Any public comment on this one?
No.
On this item? Okay.
So you need a resolution?
We need a motion.
I make a motion to approve Mike to be the signer for the grant project. Is that how we word it?
Or just approve the resolution.
Okay.
Ron, did you have a public comment on this one? I thought you gave a card. Did you want to talk on this one at all?
No. Cards from people. Sorry.
I made a motion to approve the resolution.
I second it.
Okay, motion to approve resolution 2024-03 made by Director Tincture and second by Director Davis. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Tincture?
Aye.
And Board Chair Wargo?
Aye.
Budget amendment.
Moving on, new business, discussion action, fiscal year 25 budget amendment on fiscal fund tab 4. So Michael, do you want to introduce this one?
Do you want to go over it?
Or Evelyn?
So on this one here, we're requesting a budget amendment because we sold the property on Main Street. We received $168,000. So originally I budgeted $30,000 for the well 2 improvements, such as the bend, the asphalt sand bends that you've seen that we completed. We're also going to install a fire hydrant on the property because we have now have stored chemicals on the property. So the fire hydrant will be a cost, and then to build the new building. Originally, I only budgeted $30,000 just to get the project moving because I didn't know when the sale was going to be completed. Well, it's completed. We received the funds, so I want to move $100,000 into the well 2 facility budget line item, which would give us $130,000, which I believe would take care of all the construction for that site. And then I'd also like to move, I believe it was
$34,800.
Yeah.
The one on the right is where it says net change.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, $34,000, because what happened on the Bonita Vault is we hoped to get everything done before the end of last year's budget, but because when we ordered the vault through one vendor, he didn't respond in a timely manner, so that put us back by 4 months. By the time we got the next vault ordered and under construction, we had to order the pipe. We also had to order a crane to install the vault, and also we had to have the property surveyed. Unfortunately, a lot of those items got pushed to this budget cycle. So in order to show the budget line item as in compliance, we wanted to add money to that line item to cover the overages for this year's budget.
I will open it up for discussion.
I don't have a discussion. I was going to make a motion to approve it. Anybody else doesn't have a discussion? Anybody else doesn't want to discuss it?
Second.
I have no problem with it.
Sorry, I had a discussion. What was the original budget going to be for the Well 2 new facility? I remember the $30,000, but was it going to be $100,000 for that building?
I don't think we ever discussed that, did we?
No, we were just going to use the sale of the property and then just carve out, start getting estimates and everything like that. So right now we have a lot of moving parts. We already completed the first one, which was the bin. That was $7,700. The fire hydrant should be about $6,000 because you're going to have a tapping sleeve, a gate valve, and then you're going to have to hire a hot tap company to come in and bore into the main, and then you would put that fire hydrant on there. So the fire hydrant is like $3,000. So you're looking at about $6,000. And then the new Edison service, they don't know what the cost will be, but he said it would be minimal. A new Edison service, so they're just going to install that. And then the building itself, we have a quote for Hemet to build a 40 by 60 metal building with two garage doors and a walk-in door. Now that's $52,000 that we got a quote for. And then you also need the concrete pad underneath, which could be $25,000 to $30,000. So with all those moving parts put together, for the total project, I believe $130,000 would cover that. So now that we're getting closer to all these moving parts getting quotes and planning, you know, and then we'll do the bidding process too as well, then I believe we'd be able to keep everything completed and a lot of the items that have been completed. We also had to move the containers from the Main Street property to the new site. That was $2,500. So that would be put under this well to new facility building. All those items that we're using those funds from the sale of the Main Street property. We're still going to have money left over because we're moving $100,000 and then $34,000. So we're going to have close to a little over $30,000 to be put into surplus.
Well, how much have we already spent on getting the bins for well two?
$7,700.
And then Edison didn't give me a price for the installation of a new service. And then as far as the tapping sleeve, the gate valve, the outside services to do the hot tap, those haven't been provided yet. But I do know a fire hydrant costs $3,000.
And we did receive one quote for the metal building from Hammett. It was $52,000
for the 40 by 60, yes.
So, I mean, that still leaves us with, like, by my math, if I'm just quickly adding it up, it still leaves us with, like, $40,000.
Well, the concrete slab, too.
That included the concrete slab.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, so...
Not the money.
I just don't know if we've set a budget for how much will two facility is going to cost us.
I think we just said, oh, when we sell the Main Street yard, we're going to use that money toward it. I don't think we ever said an actual amount.
The only thing I did is I put $30,000 into that line item just so when we got into this budget year that we could start on whether it was the concrete or the bin.
Nobody thought I was going to move this fast.
Yeah.
I didn't expect the property to sell until after December, really. I mean, being on the market and... with interest rates and everything like that and the real estate market not moving, I didn't expect it to sell this quick. So
maybe we table this
yep.
until next month and let's get a budget that we can put on the agenda so we can approve the budget and then we can move the money. What do you think?
I like that idea because
that way it's not done backwards, it's done
and I have
with some thought.
I have put together a spreadsheet that has a lot of the quotes. Like for the asphalt sand gravel bin, so those quotes are all in there, and then we'll get quotes for the fire hydrants from the vendors, and then the moving of the containers was just one contractor.
And then maybe by then you'll have some quotes,
some more quotes
for the building.
What I want is a general contractor to give me a full quote for the earth moving work, the concrete, and the building. I want all of that in one. Rather than have some contractor or we rent,
you know, some equipment and move the earth, get it ready,
and then have a concrete company come in and do that, and then have a metal building company come in. So I'd like to have a general contractor come in and give me a quote. And I do have one coming, and I just got other vendors that can provide me with quotes. So hopefully by the next meeting, I can have all those items filled out on a spreadsheet, that all the quotes that I received, and then we can basically have a better number on what we're going to shoot for. But I think 130 is going to cover everything that we're going to want to do. Building, hydrant, Edison, moving of the containers, and the new asphalt gravel bin that's already been completed. So, and that had to be done because... Basically, we moved everything from the old building to the new yard. So we didn't want to just lay it on the ground and then build it. So it was built in advance. So yes, yeah, so I'll put together all, I'll get some more quotes. Hopefully everything will move a little quicker and have everything ready for the next board meeting. Yeah.
So the property is sold, is it taken over already?
Yeah, they put the locks on the gates and everything like that. They haven't signed up for water service or anything, but I don't know what their intended use is. But
that should have been in the contract, right?
I'll put together those numbers for you, and just letting you know the items that I do know about. And like I said, what I projected, I didn't expect the property to sell this quick, so now here we are, and
we'll put money in the right place and have a better estimate of what the total cost is going to be.
Yeah. Balanced budget after that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that one's tabled. Next up is discussion for direction of water rate study. Tab 4?
Yeah.
Nope, no
There's
tab.
No.
There's no tab.
There's no tab. That was just a discussion, like I mentioned before, that we budgeted $40,000 for a rate case study. We received one quote for $48,000. I believe Evelyn's received more. And I believe that we can do this in-house with work.
We'll probably have a discussion with our
account servicing, get their input, and I believe that
attorneys.
We see if we can put something together. It's upon your approval. I mean, we're doing well managing our finances, and if we do a rate study and implement the new rates, I believe it should be for 3 years. I don't want to handcuff anybody else, the next general manager or team that comes on next. So.
So basically, I think the only two who have been through a rate study are you and me on the board. Have you been on for a rate study? Okay. So basically, what we've done in the past is we've sent out for a rate study. They've taken their time doing their work. It costs thousands of dollars. These guys are quoting us $48,000 to do a rate study to look at our rates and what the future rates are going to be. And what Michael's saying is we think we can do it in-house. There's somebody, it's not in-house, but there's somebody who's willing to
basically what the customer's rates could be and what our expenses are. So we're going to cover our expenses, we're going to manage our finances efficiently, and I believe we can help our customers out and also maintain operations and still show favorable outcome at the end of our budget year.
We're going to get more information on that next time.
It's just something to think about.
And do you want me to include the quotes that we've gotten in next month's meeting?
But can we check with legal to see what our legal obligations are for, I don't know if it's legal, if we have to do a rate study, or if that...
I think the only thing we would have to do is a public hearing, letting them know that there is going to be a slight rate increase.
Before, when we did the rate studies, our books were a mess, and so we really needed the help of figuring out what that was going to do to it physically.
Do you want us to check with legal to make sure we can do it in-house and check with our accountant?
Right. Yeah. Find out what we need to do it in-house.
Change money in the spreadsheet.
Yeah, exactly.
And how many public hearings we have.
Right. Yeah. And of course, we could put together a proposal. I've already done it, basically. We've already done it.
And we can give Sarah a whole box of erase markers so she can go up on the board and write everything
down. Okay. Number 5, we have, or was there anything else on that, or any public comment on that?
It's nothing to vote about, it's just something to think about as for next board meeting.
Next up is discussion action of reorganization of the agenda layout. There's no tab on this.
No. You asked that I think I understood right. You want to rearrange how the agenda is done?
I believe we talked about this in the personnel committee. Of moving, maybe doing the updates first and then the general managers after new business.
That's right. You wanted to move the general manager, huh?
I think we had discussed moving that around. Right. That was in the line. So is there a motion on that?
Do we need a motion?
I don't know. I don't know exactly what's happening. I don't think I was part of the conversation.
Well, you're going to move into his report?
Yeah, I thought we were going to move into
I thought we were just rearranging the way things proceeded.
So right now it's like the call to order, pledge of allegiance, like roll call, consent calendar, updates. And then sometimes I'll swap new business and old business depending on if there's people present or what needs to get done first. and then public comments, closed session. But are you saying you want the report to be at the end, like the updates to be after all the new business and old business? I don't think we need a motion for it or anything. I think just tell me how you want it, and that's how we'll do it next time.
Well, I can't make a motion. If there's a motion or if there's not a motion, then it's up for a discussion.
Well, we're going to move.
I don't remember what we talked about. Sorry.
I had suggested to move the updates under new and old business, just to change the order of the agenda a little bit so that we could go over the new business and old business previous to getting the updates.
So we would get the updates that are in the general manager's report, so we could get those as we're going through the new business.
Okay. Yeah. So like, for example, the rate study, like we had that in, and then we talked about it again.
Yeah, and then we talked about it again, so it was repetitive, and then we didn't have the information up in front of us to look at it while we were talking about it. But that's up for...
Makes sense not to go over everything twice. Or
I like that.
Make a motion to approve.
You're making a motion?
We have to say what the motion is. Yeah.
Move the agenda. The update in the agenda after old business.
I second it.
The motion to move updates after new and old business in the agenda. Hold on.
I'm so confused.
I'm just going to have to go with new business.
Well, is there ever any discussions about old business? Is there ever any updates about after old business?
Old business, so like the budget amendment, that's going to go on old business. Since right now it's a new business, next month we're going to talk about it again, so it gets moved to old business. And then same thing with the rate study thing. That'll go on old business next month. So if it's a repeat agenda item, it goes to old business, pretty much. Okay, sorry. So motion to move updates after new and old business, made by Director Carlin and second by Director Davis. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Tincher?
Aye.
And Board Chair Wargo?
Aye. Okay. Moving on to old business. Discussion updates with Sangonio Passwater Agency. We have Director Duncan here.
Well, good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
How are you?
Fantastic.
Good.
Can you speak into the mic, please?
Can you turn this off?
It's kind of hard to turn it off.
She's going to try to hook
him
up. Yeah.
Okay. Just some updates on what's going on around the area. September 18th is the Banning Breakfast, Banning City of Banning, Banning's Chamber of Commerce Breakfast. September 19th is the Beaumont State of the City. September 25th, the SGP Regional Water Alliance, not sure which. It's at 5 p.m. The State of the City is it also at 5 p.m., sorry. And the Beaumont Banning Breakfast is 7. September 26th is Calamasa State of the City. That's at 11 a.m. And then on September 30th, something you'd really be interested in, that's the Backbone Pipeline discussion at 1:30 at our building. And I would encourage as many of you that can be there.
When is that?
September 30th, to be there if you can. There will be some information that finally came to light, so it's a good reason to be there.
And what time was it?
1:30.
1:30 p.m.
And then on September 21st is your community fair out here. And so you know the IERCD, which represents us in the community activities, they're going to be there. So they'll be there representing water. So if you, if any of you wanted to be in the booth or help.
They're going to be out here too.
So if any of you. All right.
Sounds good. But anybody that wants to help can. And also, any of our people online?
No.
No, nobody.
Can you help them join the phone call?
All right. I just wanted to say congratulations on your audit. From what I saw, it was relatively simple, but it looks like you are in a really good position. Probably the last couple of years, that position has changed substantially. And I have to say that I think it's due to you, okay, and you. You beating everybody up and making sure they do what they're supposed to, and you know, and then you come on as the general manager, which I think helped a lot. I saw that and I said, wow, you know, it looked really good. In years past, when I've been here, it's been way negative. And for you to come back that far and have that much money in the bank is outstanding. So, the last thing. And probably for me, the most important thing. I only have two more of these meetings that I'll be attending with you. Probably, two. I'd say two. October and November, and then December 6th is whenever the new board member will take office and take my place. But I want to encourage you to get behind Sarah, okay? No matter what it takes, if you know, getting out there and walking some precincts and talking to people and handing out flyers for her, that'll help. Her opponent showed up at the board meeting yesterday, which is the first event we've seen him at. So, but the difference is he has name recognition in Banning, and Sarah needs to get some help in that area. Cabazon, you know, probably most people in Cabazon will vote for her, no problem. But we need to get her some name recognition in Banning with flyers and going around to people, and need to develop a script that you can take with you when you go and talk to people door to door. And I may be a little out of line doing this as a director and encouraging her, but I've kind of been a self-appointed campaign manager helping her out too, so. And she brings these things to me, and I tell her that's no good or that's really good. You know, just kind of trying to keep her in the right direction, because I've done this for so many years. But she's running for Division I director. That's probably the single largest division in the agency. The good thing about having her on board out here is you actually have a better voice than you have with me. She's going to say more about you than anything. This backbone pipeline, I've been working on it for 16 years. And I want to see it at least make some major progress before I get off the board.
We've been paying for 64 years.
I'm sorry?
We've been paying for it for 64 years.
Yeah. Since 1961, actually. So a lot of years. So you and a lot of other people, you're in the same boat. You know, I mean, High Valley Water, Calamasa and others have been paying since 1961. And the only way to get water is out of the ground or buy it from somebody else out here. You have the Colorado River coming your direction here, which is helpful with whitewater coming together out here.
Yeah,
we're going to we're working on that process, and I think there will be some good things at that meeting that Lance will be going over, which will be encouraging to help, you know, try and facilitate that and make it better. But I will be staying in the area for a while, so you know. And anytime that anything that I worked on extensively, they will be contacting me so that I can be a part of the meeting and the ribbon cuttings or whatever else goes on. But I'll say it again, it's been a pleasure working with you, and I can't tell you the breath of relief that this board is compared to 4 or 5 years ago. It was a battleground every time I came in. You were here, right?
Yeah.
No? Well, you were here for some of it, huh?
No, but I've read some meeting minutes.
They probably weren't real favorable, but it's nice to see an organized board and a caring board, you know, that isn't on the attack mode. It's good, and I commend you for that, and recommend that you keep that going, you know, in that direction, because it says volumes about what you're doing out here. And you have growth coming in now, so you know, that's a good thing. That will enhance what you're doing and enhance your revenue stream. So keep up the good work. And if you have any questions for me, I can try and answer them. Sorry?
Winning lottery numbers?
The winning lottery numbers.
Oh. Let's see.
7.
10, 15, 19, 52, 21. Got them? Okay, good. All right.
Thanks, Ron. Those are winners.
Thank you.
How long is that backbone meeting going to be?
Depending upon the number of questions that you ask, it'll go. It's a 1:30 meeting, and we don't really schedule an ending time for any of them. We don't do that for board meetings or anything of that nature because you just don't know. You know, they may go a long time. I would recommend you come and take good notes.
I'm going to be out of town. So
oh, you are? Okay, yeah, well, then somebody here has to take really good notes so you can bring it back to a board meeting and, you know, and have a discussion on it, you know, of what you've heard. And then I would also recommend to you, to your general manager, to make sure that whatever you decide as a board on, you know, on those comments, that he makes sure he talks to Lance, so that Lance is up to date on you know, on what your desires are. This is about you, honestly. It's about you. This has nothing to do with banning right now, so it's about you.
I think they're just looking for return on investment. I've obviously been paying on it since, like you said, since 1961, so hopefully they'll get some results.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it
there's going to be, in my personal opinion, there's going to have to be some give and take. We're gonna find the funding for you, obviously. That's what we do. Michael's help. Come there with an open mind, you know, and ready to engage in a process that can bring water to you.
You can be a barter system, too, maybe with Metropolitan Water.
Yeah.
For cows on.
We're
trying to run a pipeline from.
We're working that out on our end with State Water Project Water, trading them. So that'll enhance that and help. And yours, I don't know how many acre feet of water you use a year now. Do you know?
Okay.
I think the last figure I heard was 45. So it's not a tremendous amount to do what we're doing and bring water to you. But the good thing about it is you can start storing water in the basin.
Well, and it's going to be growth. This Cabazon is going to get bigger.
Yeah.
It's going to use more water.
Oh yeah, you're going to. I mean, Banning almost tripled in size, and they're the fastest growing city in the nation. I know in California, Beaumont before them was the fastest growing city, and they're projecting the growth to come out here now.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, Whitewater had their little spurt of all those small homes out there, which most of them are sitting empty, and it isn't due to the fact that, you know, people, they were just too small. They just didn't meet the requirements of a lot of people to move out there to travel in between. The whole idea was behind it was if people traveled to the desert, they could move here and travel to the desert, you know, but they just weren't big enough. So just keep that in mind whenever you're serving will serve letters. To make sure that the square foot capacity is big enough to accommodate families, you know, not just two individuals and a dog, okay, because it won't do you any good. So make sure that the homes are big enough to take on family life, you know, and make Cabazon grow to the point where, you know, you have a, you know, city council and, you know, and all of that type of thing. So just personal opinions and recommendations, so for what it's worth. But good seeing you guys.
Thank you, Ron.
I'm gonna head out, so
thanks.
Hey. Can we find out how many acre feet we use of water before we go to that meeting?
I have it in a spreadsheet.
I don't know. But that would be good to know going into there.
Yeah, we had a lot of numbers going on today. So
that's being rolling around my head. It's not going to happen today.
Okay.
That's all those things I
talked about.
So you got them.
Yeah.
That way, if anybody has any questions, you can ask her.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Ron. Thank you, Ron. Okay, how's everybody doing? Do we need a break?
No.
Do you want to move ahead to, we got one more agenda item and then we'll get to public comment?
Let's keep going.
Old business number two, community involvement, community fair, 921, trunk or treat, 1026.
We got stuff to talk about.
921, what are we doing?
There's a fair this Saturday. There's a fair this Saturday. We're going to have a table. Me and Mike are going to be there. We're going to hand out chips and bottled water. We ordered a bunch of chips from Costco.
Thought it was you and Ellen.
No.
Mike?
She had surgery.
Oh, she did?
She's off work right now.
Oh,
yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. She's doing good. I talked to her yesterday. She's home now, but... She's with her son.
It was an emergency. So basically, she went there for a doctor's
appointment. Yeah,
it's going to be me and Mike. but we're going to hand out chips, and then he got in touch with Arrowhead, and they're donating water.
Yes. Yeah, we got to pick that up tomorrow.
We're
going
to pick up water bottles to hand out.
How many bottles?
Like half a pallet.
Oh, okay. I thought you said a certain number.
That's
a lot of water.
So that's that. And
the supervisor's office is saying they're 400. Well, they said 400 hot dogs.
Yeah, that's what you said. 1,000 people is what all they're.
They said 400 hot dogs.
Yeah, because it's the first ones. Because they said it's
first come, first serve.
Everyone's going to be 400 hot dogs.
Yeah, we got plenty of chips.
And then, so besides that, there's someone came reached out about the trunk or treat to see if they could use the parking lot for Saturday, October 26th, from 5 to 8:30 p.m. I guess they just need approval to use the parking lot.
Can we give approval? I gave her Thomas's number. Okay. So. Do we give approval for that? Because that's not our property. That's
no, only
county.
Part of the parking lot belongs to Cabazon Water. So the rest of it is the county.
I know when she came before last time, I believe Diana was on the board. She knew a little bit more about how to run the trunk or treats out here. Yeah, so it's more with the community center with the county, I believe. I'm not trying to discourage her. I'm going to be
asking.
Maybe
give Diana
today,
a call and ask her.
Oh, yeah, I could do that. But it's okay with us if they use the parking lot, right? If they do need our approval.
Is that all she's looking for is parking lot, or is she looking for donation, candy donation as well?
She's just looking for the parking lot. That's all she wanted.
We'll have another meeting before that so we can...
Yeah, but that's going to be right before that.
Seeking permission to utilize parking lot for community trunk or treat.
People to sign up to do it.
Oh.
So... Yeah, because you
got to get permission to use the parking lot. If we approve it, if we can, and if we don't have the authority, we can't approve it. That way it doesn't hold anybody up.
Yeah.
I make a motion to let them use the parking lot for trunk or treat.
Second.
Okay. So motion to let them use the parking lot for the trunk or treat.
If we have the authority.
Made by Director Tincher and second by Director Brock. Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Board Vice Chair Tincher?
Aye.
And Board Chair Morgan?
Aye. Okay, next up we move to public comment. If you guys want to come on up and speak, so
they give you a little card there.
Yeah. Geraldo and Erica.
Yeah, she's my wife.
No. Basically, the public with you can come on right here. With public comment, you guys can speak. But
no,
the board
can't
respond to questions.
We want to ask. Come here. No, I practice my English, but no. Sorry. My English is really bad, but I try. By practice. I mean. We live now in the Rialto, but we have the big dreams to the Cabazon. We love in this area and this community, and we buy a couple lots and we have a lot of friends now. But I speak Spanish people. I mean. I know we need last time, long time ago, we want to come to learn into the meat in the water because in the lot and the Haiti Avenue is not water empty, no main, no nothing. So I know we need a timber neighbors to learn into space.
There's no water on Haiti? A portion of it,
there's
not.
The main is in the elm. But the Haiti is not anything, nothing.
How far down Haiti are you?
Si hay agua en una parte de la Haiti.
I'm sorry, my wife say yeah, it's right. The Haiti.
To the left
have water, but to the right it's not water. That's right. We need learning, we need more friends, and I have a lot of friends who speak English, and we need the help to the neighbors come to the meeting for learning together and for the big money for the connection, the bell, but every different neighbors.
Yeah, you need to talk to the general manager about that, or can't give you any information?
No, this is, we're here the first time for the meeting, but we want you to, we need coming every month for the when more neighbors for interest the true dreams to the neighbors to want it to the same project, you know, the water, because it's very important, the water for this. That's why here, because we need the learning, we need more information every month, every year for. But I needed my friends, my neighbors, my avenue for the right dream when my water for maybe, I don't know, the future. Futures.
Absolutely, we welcome you anytime you want to come. We during public comment, we just can't speak to it. Mm-hmm. But if you speak with the general manager, mm-hmm. he can give you all the information that you need. And if you ever have an issue that you need to bring with us, it would be through him and through Evelyn, mm-hmm. and then if you were on the agenda, we could go back and forth and have.
Yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you everybody for the information. It's very important, I know, but we need learning. We need my neighbors here too for learning together. My daughter speaks English very good, so and next time
bring
I
bring your neighbors to the next meeting.
Yeah. Of course. So I, 100% sure. And the time coming every month, a couple months or whatever, we hear when my daughter or something like that for learning
for English
and then for best communication for this dream that my family the Cabazon, the couple lots for the water and my neighbors too, because she wanted to future. My neighbors want the water too, and then he say, hey, we need the information, but we need come to here to the meeting for learning together, and then in the future come for collection the main water for pay some money, I don't know, maybe $50,000 for the collection, the belt, and then it's right, it's correct. That's why
these two right here are the ones that can get you all that information, but yes, please come to the meeting.
Thank you
community.
I got something real quick. The library,
uh-huh.
You know the library that you're here?
Yeah.
Go to the library. They have free classes to speak, you know, learn how to speak English or Spanish.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. This is
great. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
oh,
it's free.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That
one, too, is very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody, for the information.
Bring your neighbor.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Any other public comment? Thank you. What they say, I'm going to get you.
Yeah, right there.
We need some pictures for the information, and then I'm here with my friends and my daughter. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay, next up, we're going into a closed session. Do we need a break before we go into a closed session?
I do. Restroom real quick. Okay,
yeah.
2 minutes.
Let's take a 5 minute point of privilege.
Okay.
You know where I'll be.
Oh, where's it? Where are
7:10, we're going to take a 5 minute break.
That's the thing, we're going to have a lot of reasons. We all need to go to that.
Okay, so we're back from our break, 7:18. We're going right into closed session. We're
back from the break, going into closed session. Or do I have to say what it is? Public performance evaluation for a general manager.